So, good morning, and we're gonna drop in to our space here. Find your sit bones underneath you. Might even pull some of the flesh out from underneath so that you can really feel grounded in your seat. And then let your spine rise up nice and tall and long and spacious from there. And take a few deep breaths. Feel your rib cage expand as you inhale, your belly even. And then as you exhale, just let it all go. A couple more like that. Let's open our space this morning with the sound of three ohms. At this time of the year is the longest night and the shortest day of the year. And now we've begun our return journey back toward the sun. Right, so the Earth in her orbit around the sun is at her, I believe it's the perihelion, so the farthest point away, or is the epihelion? It's one or the other. I think it's the perihelion. And now we're kind of slingshotting our way back to the longer days and the shorter nights. And it's a really intense time of the year this year, or this time of the year. There's a lot of movement, a lot of change. I don't know if you've noticed that. Has anybody had intense dreams? Lots of vivid dreams going on.
I had an interesting dream last night.
You did? Mm. Yeah.
Oh, I always have plenty of dreams.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the first full moon Christmas.
And a full moon Christmas coming up. Absolutely, yeah. So there's just a lot of intense, thick energy happening right around this time of the year. Especially this year. The world is going through a lot of big changes, a lot of big shifts. And it's really important that we stay very deeply connected with our practice.
Oh yeah.
In times like this.
Yeah, just like that elementary school that was trained with the palm or
unfriendly. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that going on.
It was a toy.
Right.
Yeah, it was a toy, not a palm or gun.
So we're going to do a mantra this morning to really honor the light within us, and also the return of the light outside. But before we do that, I'd like to lead you all in a little guided meditation. So can we sit up nice and tall? And although you're sitting on a chair, Edwin, go ahead and just place your right hand on the bottom of your chair to signify the earth.
Yeah.
And everyone else, place your right hand on the earth so your fingertips actually touch the earth. And then we'll all place our left hands on our hearts. And take a moment just to breathe into this connection with the earth. Breathe in to your heart, and then allow that breath to pass through your heart into your left hand. And then as you breathe out, just feel that heart connection moving down into the earth through your right hand. Sankalpa, at a time like this, intention, is a very, very important thing. And how we word our intentions also is very important. So when we use words like I want, I will, I can, I'm going to, it's as if we're not doing that in the moment. And immediately, as soon as you set intention, at some level, it's actually happening. So as we set our intention right here, right now, for the bringing in of whatever it is we feel is manifesting in our lives, and the letting go of whatever is not no longer serving us, make sure that you word it in a way that is present. I am. So take a moment now to consider what's in your heart. What is emerging from the darkness and striving toward the light, the illumination of your awareness? What is unfolding and blossoming within you? Perhaps it's a way of being in the world. There's some project that you're working on, some dream that you're moving toward. Presence this now in your heart and receive it from your heart through your left hand into the whole of your being, stating it with an I am. I have, or this is. And then with your left hand on the earth, just noticing what is in your life that is no longer of service to you. What are you letting go of? What are you releasing into the darkness? And when we let go of something that no longer serves, we don't push it away in anger or fear or resistance. Instead, what is in our shadow can usually be our greatest teacher. So we release these things with honor and grace, with love and compassion, so that they go easily. We offer these things into the earth, back into the fertile ground, into the deep darkness, and with assurance that they can be transmuted and transformed and perhaps come back in a way that is of service, a way that represents a new way of being. Even think of them as compost. So sending out your shadows and that which no longer serves you through your left hand, or through your right hand, excuse me, into the earth. I release, I give, I offer. Trusting that the earth, in her depth, in her wisdom, will take and hold and transform all of the shadows that you offer. Place your right hand over your left on your heart. And also now entrust that what we are receiving serves what we are releasing, and what we are releasing serves what we are receiving. That the cycle is always ongoing. And even as we're spiraling into, back in toward the light, so that spiral is a continuum, a process, and a growth. All in service to our highest nature. Offer this back to Source. Namaste. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So we're going to be doing the Shubham Karoti. Mantra. It's actually called the Deepa Jyotir Mantra. Deepa is a lamp, and Jyotir is the light. So it's the mantra to the light of the lamp. And that lamplight not only shines outside of us and illuminates our path, it's also that light that shines from within us. The prakash, the prakasha, the self-effulgent luminescence that emanates out from the very center of our being, from every layer of our being. But we're not just our physical bodies. So can you say Shubham Karoti?
Shubham Karoti.
Kalyanam.
Kalyanam.
Arogyam.
Arogyam.
Sukha.
Sukha.
Sampada.
Sampada.
Mama.
Mama.
Budhi.
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 Yeah, with that little H. Budhi.
Budhi.
Prakashaya.
Prakashaya.
Deepa Jyotir.
Deepa Jyotir.
Namo Stute.
Namo Stute.
Shubham Karoti. So I've heard that this can mean I fold my hands too. And it also is it's a good deed. So any good deed that you do, Shubham Karoti. Kalyanam is auspiciousness. So I fold my hands to the auspiciousness. Arogyam. Sukha. Yeah, sukha.
Sukha.
Sampadam. That is furnished with, so roga, so we have yoga, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is integration. What's roga? Roga, no?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't done Yoga Sutras for a while. You've been doing the Tantra, right? So roga is mentioned in the sutras. It's sickness. And when you put an ah in front,
it's not,
right? So it's not sickness. Right? So it's furnished with not sickness. Sukha. You guys know sukha, right?
Sukha.
Right? Stiram sukham asanam. What's sukha?
Sukha's nice.
Is ease, yeah. Ease and happiness. Yes.
Opposite of dukkha.
Yeah. Opposite of dukkha. Right, exactly. Okay. So it's furnished with no sickness and happiness. Mama is me. My. Yes. Buddhi. You guys know Buddhi.
Yeah.
It's Buddhi. Your intellect. Your highest intellect. Your highest knowledge. That part of you that is... It's kind of like the little angels on your shoulders that say, no, that's not the right thing to do. You know, it's that little angel on your shoulder. Yes, that's where you need to go. So it's that higher part of your discerning intellect that kind of monitors if your actions are in alignment with your highest good. Prakashaya. Prakasha, once again, is that self-effulgent light that shines from within. So enlighten my intellect, is what it's saying. Please bring that effulgence to my intellect. Deepa, again, we said was the lamp. Jyotir, the light, to the light of the lamp. Namostute, so when we say namo, okay, we're bowing to. Namostute, I bow to, I salute this light of the lamp. And then we'll sing Om Prakashaya a few times, singing to that light. And then the second line, again, is Shubham Karoti Kalyanam. We've already spoken to that. Arogyam, this time it's still no sickness. And it's very important to be well for an effective practice. If we're not feeling well, if we're not taking care of ourselves, right, it's really hard to practice effectively. So that's all about taking care of ourselves. So how much self-care do we practice? Dana. Dana is, it represents to give, and it also represents wealth and money and prosperity, okay? And sampadam, again, it's furnished with these things. Shatru. Buddhi.
Vinashaya.
Yeah. So Durga is called the Vinashini, right? She's Kali is the Vinashini. She is the destroyer, right? So Shatru is the foe. It's the enemy, right? Buddhi, Vinashaya. So destroy, it's saying here to destroy the intellect of the enemy. And when we're talking about that, right? When we're talking about that, it sounds a little like, oh, that's pretty violent. But what we're actually talking about is that we just eliminate all of the things that are in opposition to our enlightenment, to our highest knowledge of what is in alignment with our path.
So in a sense, we're empowering the nice angel on one shoulder and sort of shooing away the fallen one on the other.
Absolutely, absolutely. You got it. Yes. And then Deepa Jyotir Namostute, again, to the light of the lamp I bow. And then the last line, Deepo Jyotir. Can you say that? Deepo Jyotir. Para Brahma.
Para Brahma.
Yes. So what is the Para Brahma?
Para Brahma.
Para is that which is beyond, beyond.
Beyond, beyond.
Brahma is the Lord. So it's the highest Lord. It's the highest source. And then Deepo Jyotir Janardana. Can you say Janardana?
Janardana.
That's another word for Vishnu. Hmm. Vishnu is that which sustains and nourishes and nurtures us and holds us. And then Deepohara.
Deepohara.
Tume. Papam.
Papam.
Yes. So Hara. Hara is the, like Hari is for Vishnu, Hara is for Shiva. And Hara is to remove.
Mm-hmm.
Wah, take it away. And when you say tu, tu is a kind of an expletive. I beg, I pray. I pray. Me, my, me. Papam, that which is that it's misfortune, papam. It's trouble. It's wickedness. It's anything that is like just, you know, dark and shadowy and icky and that we don't really need. Because it gets in the way of our practice. However, at the same time, we have to remember that those things are also the inspiration for our practice. So when we're asking them to be removed, we're asking with utmost compassion and love for those things themselves. Because at one time, they served us. They're there for a reason. We've developed these traits, these qualities in ourselves for a reason. At one time, they served. So we thank them for their service. Thank them for their teachings, and ask them, please. At this point, it's not working anymore. We need to go our separate ways. And then we say sandhya. Dipo.
Dipo.
Namostute.
Namostute.
So there's that dhyā.
Dhyā.
Dhyān. That's. So to contemplate, to meditate on. So I meditate, I contemplate on the light of the lamp. So please remove all of my misfortunes, all of my troubles. I beg you. And for this, I meditate on the light of the lamp. Okay? All right, so we'll do call and response. Sitting up nice and tall.
I
meditations to that beautiful light. Shines within, all around, through, above, below, center, and circumference. Alrighty. So that was, I was actually introduced to that first line by my Ayurvedic teacher, Dr. Sundar Raman. I want to just cite him here for that, and thank him for that introduction to this one. And then I actually was just looking for a melody for that online, and I came across the other two lines for it. So it was a pleasure to see that it was an even longer mantra than I had thought. I use the first part in my morning practice every morning when I light my lamps. When I light my candles, and it's a really sweet one to use to light the candles too. Yeah. And that's what it's for. It's a mantra for the lighting of the lamp. Yeah. Not only to the light of the lamp, but to actually light the lamps by. So. And you're always welcome to keep the song sheets as well for future reference.
Oh, yes,
I have smoked. Whoops. I misswallowed there. Excuse me.
I do that a lot.
So, while my throat is coming back, I was, excuse me, wow.
Yeah.
I was singing for a the yoga class that I usually sing for on Sunday evenings, last Sunday, and it's not a Hindu tradition that I know of, or an Indian, East Indian tradition. However, the yoga teacher was talking about on the solstice night, some indigenous peoples, not necessarily here in the United States, but indigenous to other cultures, perhaps, maybe some in the United States as well, I don't know. One of the traditions that they hold for solstice night is they sit up all night and drum during the darkest night, the longest night of the year. And they do this to support and urge the dark mother on as she gives birth once again to the sun. And the dark mother to me is very reminiscent of Kali Durga, of that energy, right? So in honor of the new birth of the sun and also of the energy of the dark mother who gave birth to the beautiful light that is Ganesha, who is the new beginning. I'd like to bring her energy in today with this with the Yadevi part of the Yadevi Stotra. It's very, very long. So there's many, many words. That one word in parentheses, buddhi, which we've already talked about, and all those words down below in the bigger parentheses. So all of those words are interchangeable with that one word. The entire rest of the stotram stays the same. So that's the good news. And there's all these words, and there's so many more words. Because basically, what this stotram is saying, Ya Devi, to the beautiful goddess, to that goddess, who abides in all things and manifests as, and then each of these words is another way that she manifests. And then namastasye, namastasye, namastasye. I salute, I bow to, I prostrate before, I sing to you, I name you. Namo namaha. Yes, I pray to you. Namastasye. It means all of these things, namastasye. Namo namaha. So buddhi, we already know, is intellect, right? And then we have shakti, peace, Shanti.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's the next one, though. Shanti. Yes. So say it again.
Peace.
Yes, Shanti is peace. What's Shanti?
Shanti is the energy.
Yes. So it's that, it's manifestation. Everything that we experience is Shakti, because it's movement, it's energy. It's all Shakti.
I've heard this with the name of a goddess like Lakshmi.
Yeah.
Yeah, Devi Sarvabhumi.
Yes.
Lakshmi,
yep.
Rupini or something.
Yep, she's in there too. There's one, there's a line like that. We can certainly add that as well.
Yeah, of course.
We can add a few more things. There's many, we can add everything. Because she is, the Devi embodies all of it. And then Nidra.
Nidra.
Sleep.
Yes. Beautiful. Oh, you guys are on it. Nice. Here's one. Lajja.
Lajja.
Lajja. Lajja is modesty.
It's what?
Modesty.
Nice.
Modesty.
Mice.
mice. No, not mice. Modesty.
Modesty.
Modesty. No wonder.
Yes.
Well, right by you there.
And mice are modest, so I guess that could work.
Are they?
Modest mouse.
Modest mouse.
We'll accept it.
That's where I got that. Okay. And then Kanti.
Kanti.
Mm-hmm. So Kanti is a radiant beauty. It's a radiant beauty. And, who was it? It was Rama. Was it Rama or Arjuna that kept being referred to as the son of Kanti, son of the radiant beauty? One of the two. I can't remember which one it was. I will have to look that up. I seem to remember that. And then we have Daya.
Daya.
Daya, yes. Daya is compassion.
Compassion.
Compassion. She's the embodiment of compassion. And then we have Kshudha.
Kshudha.
Kshudha. Yeah, Gesundheit. Kshudha is hunger. Hunger. Dhamma not only embodies those things that are, and divinity not only embodies those things that are of, you know, beauty and splendor and loveliness and light, also embodies the hardship and the suffering. Durga she's the way through the difficulty. She's the pathway through the difficulty. Durga is the difficulty itself, right? So the Ma not only is the way through the suffering, she also represents the suffering itself.
You gotta go there.
Well, there'd be no reason to have a way through if we didn't have something to go through, right? So it's important we remember that, especially when we're right in the thick of it, right? And then we also have Chaya.
Chaya.
Yeah. So that H there is not just to make that ch sound, because the C makes the ch sound all by itself. In Sanskrit, it makes no other sound but ch. That's the C in Sanskrit. So when you have a CH, there's that extra little mahaprana, that extra little aspirate. Maha is what?
Great.
Great. And prana?
Breath.
Is breath, right? So chaya. Yes.
Mahachaya.
Yeah. Mahaprana. Yeah. That's what you call that little aspirate. Yeah. Yeah. And so that is, chaya is, again, it's the shadow. And it's also the reflective nature of the Ma. She's, just as we are the reflection of Source, so is she. Because when the Ma came into existence, she was the yearning of Source to know itself. And the only way it could know itself was the only way we can know ourselves is to look at a mirror. And we're all mirrors for one another. We know ourselves through what we see in others. And we set our own internal judgments of ourselves by how we see others, and that's how we set our standards and our perceptions, you know, how we relate to the world.
This is turning around?
Yeah, turning it around, yeah.
Turning by consciousness. Turning consciousness by itself knows nothing until it sees, until it's conscious of itself.
That's right, so it's conscious of itself, yeah.
Consciousness,
conscious of itself, yeah. And it's the shadow that consciousness casts.
Oh, the shadow.
Reflection.
Shadow.
It's the shadow and the reflection.
Consciousness is the shadow.
Of course.
You tell me?
No. Consciousness is a very great thought, though, you see.
Yeah.
Very great thought.
That one word can really, I mean, every word in Sanskrit, it's just so holographic. You know, we can just unpack the words.
Because there's so, at this moment of consciousness, when it begins now, there's this moment of such deep confusion before it can turn around. It's just...
That's the visvota. That's the visvota. That moment of just turmoil when it rips itself away from singularity. Oh my gosh! Can you imagine how violent and turbulent that is?
So hard to see.
Wow.
Itself.
Yes. Yes.
You don't want to turn around and look at me.
And yet I do.
Of course, I do.
Resist. It's like I can't resist. It's. I've got to look.
I've got to watch.
All right. Moving on. And then there should be a dot under the R here. This is the R that is it's a semi-vowel. So Trishna.
Trishna.
So when we think of, what's another word that sounds like that?
Cry.
Krishna.
Oh, Krishna, Krishna. Okay.
Krishna, yeah. Krishna, yes. So Krishna, what is he mainly known for? What is one of the things he's mainly known for?
Krishna?
Yeah.
Teacher of Arjuna.
Yes, that's one thing.
Drives
when he's
the
with
chariot.
The gopis, what
Oh, the gopis, yeah.
Yeah. We're talking that thing. So what is he known for there?
He plays the flute.
Bliss.
You're sidestepping this one, aren't you? So he
is a player, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a player. He's not only of the
very
flute.
Very beautiful.
Not only of the flute, he's definitely the player.
He's got great hair.
He's got great hair.
Well, now you're
getting,
really sidestepping.
You're
right.
So Krishna he's passion and desire and love and kama. So Trishna is desire. So his name actually has that within it, that desire. Krishna actually means darkness. Yeah. So. And Matru is mother.
Ooh.
So she's the embodiment of all that we could, all the most ideal qualities of the mother. And there's so many more. I've seen smriti, memory, and you could most definitely put prema in there, which is divine love, and Lakshmi, which is that beautiful abundance, and beautiful abundance, beauty and abundance. So there's so many different ones we could place in there. So say Ya Devi,
Devi.
Sarva Bhuteshu. Yes. And then the interchangeable word here is Bhuti. Rupena. Samstita. Yes. So Ya Devi, oh goddess. Sarva Bhuteshu. Bhuteshu. Sarva is. Anybody? All?
All.
Yes. Uta. Uta is an element. So containing, and she all the elements. Uteshu. And then Rupena.
Form.
Yes, very good. Nice. Samstita. Indwelling.
Indwelling.
Embodying. Yeah, appearing in this form, manifesting as. Yeah. So all the elements of whatever we're talking about, she manifests as all of these elements and contains them all. Right? She abides in all things as this. So we're going to say Buddhi and Shakti, Shanti, Nidra, Lajja, Gandhi, Daya, Shuddha, Chaya, Trishna, Matru. Yes, okay. Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu. Bhuti Rupena Samstita.
Summer.
Hayom Tatsat. Namaste.
Namaste.
Hayom Tatsat.